Roses, and yeah, okay, you can maybe say that in sort of a fantasy band kind of thing, but then there's other people going, do Robert Plant doing Child in Time, do Ian Gillan singing Dark Side of the Moon, and people actually making requests, and I was like, who, why would you want to hear that? I'm not interested, and it's not them singing it. You know that if you said to Ian Gillan, sing Dark Side of the Moon, he's not going to sing it any other way as how Ian Gillan was singing, and the computer wouldn't know that. All it would do is map his voice to the notes that were on the original. And that's not real. It's like that's the Matrix nonsense. So if it's used as a tool to make something previously unavailable, like, you know, a lost Beatles song, a lost Elvis song, then I think that's great. That should be embraced. But that does open the door for somebody somewhere to do one of these fake, deep fake, you know. Oh, we found this lost song by David Bowie, and it's not at all. It's a computer that's done it, but we're putting it out. Go buy this. David Bowie's.